This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's a huge honor, huge opportunity to be able to be in an All-Star game for one, and to start the All-Star game is, you know, unbelievable. So glad I can, you know, stick with my normal routine and go out there and pitch. It's going to be fun.
I know the feeling. As a guy that's pitched in multiple celebrity softball games, Paul.
Took your first L last night.
Not really my fault, but that's okay.
Some hypotheses floating on the YouTube channel comments that you started off the show so full of vinegar because you took an L last night. You got rocked. Dorin took you out of the park.
No,
not out of the park. Over the temporary.
Yeah, it was a legit
fencing.
Home run.
Yeah,
in it's gonna happen.
Yeah. And so people are saying you have not, as Clint Hurdle would have said, showered well after that performance.
I didn't shower until this morning.
Did you sweat a lot last night?
Callis didn't shower at all, slept on the couch here, did the show, and hopefully showered after that. And he sweat through, I think, 3 shirts.
He slept on the couch having not showered?
Yeah, because he went to the
after
party. I'd
sooner sit on the casting couch than that one.
Fifty minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Peters Township. Top that one. 93 degrees right now in Atlanta, and that is the weather for tonight's All-Star game, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So I looked up what Donnie wrote down for our thoughts on Skeens pitching in the All-Star game last year.
Like hours, an actual diary type of thing.
Hours before first pitch.
Okay.
Here's the tone of the conversation we were having. Paul Skeens has stolen the headlines around Major League Baseball. He has quickly become one of the best pitchers in baseball. But it comes with negativity from the cynics. The idea that the Pirates will either blow this time with Skeens or just groom him for one of the big market teams. This clouds over how some people want to view him in a positive lens. Those people were clairvoyant. I don't know who we were talking about or if we even felt that way, but the thought that we were on the air before the All-Star game, presumably saying, hey, I feel like whenever we talk about the Pirates in an uplifting story, like here's a success story in Paul Skeens, there are a big chunk of Pirates fans who are saying, what's the big deal? They're not going to win with him, and he's going to pitch someday soon for the Yankees or Dodgers. I would assume, just based on those notes, that last year we were trying to maybe talk down those people or tell those people to shut up.
Enjoy the moment,
yeah.
or don't get so far. Oh, yeah, I think, in fact...
A year later, I say that those people...
Yeah. Gotta hand
something.
It to, it's the old bit about gotta hand it to the haters. The haters got this one exactly right. Yeah. I remember last year, Pony, now that you've said that, it jogged something in my brain where I think I was kind of taking an occasionally annoying Mulzi stance where I was doing the lecturing tone and saying, people, he is a rookie starting in the All-Star game. Like, stop and smell the roses, even if only for tonight. Like, just for tonight, appreciate that you are watching something you will very literally probably never see again. Like the level of dominance.
And I still,
those, you're right, those people were onto something.
And just to talk about my own personal feelings on where we are now, fast forwarding to today and tonight, I still feel that stop and smell the roses thing with him. Like, cherish the fact that he is a Pirate starting pitcher and he's this good and we're never going to see anything like him again. But here's the difference. I no longer have clinged to hope that he's going to be the guy who turns the franchise around. I did last year because they didn't seem like they were that far away last year. They were a 500 team. They were an average baseball team. And Skeens had only pitched for 2 months. He wasn't on the team for the full year.
This is just the beginning. It's going
to get. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get better. They'll make it better.
And not to bring Cruz back up again, but I am. Cruz was also just a few months back from his broken ankle with the idea that, hey, like, eventually he's going to get more in rhythm and he's going to shake the rust off. And then you're going to be able to build around these two guys. And I don't feel like you can build around Cruz. I think he's a nice player. I think he's more complimentary player than star player. And I don't think they have the minor league system, or I don't think they have the attitude in free agency to go out and supplement Skeens the way that I did at this time last year.
Well, the disappointing thing is twofold for me. And it to go off of what you just said, they spoke from the owner on down, and he did put his name on this, so I'm not inventing things. He spoke many times in broad but sometimes pretty specific terms about the urgency he felt to win. Like the fact that he implied from the owner's box that, like, hey, the guys who work for me are on kind of double secret probation here. They know they've got to get it done. This offseason was a case study in fact, not getting it done. So far, only one guy in that management structure, Derek Shelton, has actually paid for it with his job. His direct boss, Ben Cherington, got to announce it, which suggests that he's on pretty firm ice still. And then to go to the other part of this that is very much on Cherington, like, it's not, when you draft players, it really is not about, are you a small market team? It's, can you identify talent? Because they've changed the draft format, because the Pirates used to actually spend too much money on, like, Josh Bell and guys like that. Connor Griffin is it. He just got dinged up or whatever, but he's the one guy they've got that everyone
agrees. In an all-star game.
What's that?
In an all-star game.
He's the one guy they've got, though, that everyone agrees looks like a future like superstar position player. Where's the cavalry? We already know that they spent one offseason not acquiring the cavalry. Where is it on the front where Ben Cherington has some modicum of like a level playing field here, man? He drafted Henry Davis 1-1, and it's been a horrible bust of a pick. He's been almost as bad as a number one pick as Skeens has been great. There's so little to show for anything in the, that they've done in their minors. Do you feel like Termar Johnson's anything other than maybe an okay major leaguer at best someday?
No, not right now. If you can't succeed at Double A, why am I going to feel like you're going to get better once you reach the big leagues?
How many guys have they had come up through Double A rocketing up through there as hitters?
He's not rocketing up through there.
No. I'm asking broadly. Like, did Gonzalez tear it up there?
Well, Henry Davis did, and then they skipped Triple A, and we ended up seeing that he was...
I've seen people who follow their minor league system somewhat closely and observe it say that like hitters go to die in Double and Triple A, specifically with the Pirates. If a guy's hitting before that, he'll get to Double A and suddenly not be able to hit. So, like, I guess the point is, those people, like, that feeling of, instead of building around Skeens, they are going to squander Skeens, comes back down to two people. Don't talk to me about urgency if you're not willing to have your people spend that way in the offseason. And don't talk to me about urgency if you're Ben Cherington, which he has also done, if you have done such a horrible job of acquiring young, cheap talent.
Donnie, how does it make you feel that they're blowing this with Skeens? And that the people, the haters that we were trying to tell to put a cork in it last year right now look like they're right.
Yeah, haters are up 1-0 on this one, and they're probably going to go up 2-0, 3-0.
If they're up 1-0 on the Pirates, that's all the run support they need. I mean, that's just, it's a bummer, Donnie. What part of it, like, personally has like hurt the most to acknowledge, Don? Like, what aspect of it, like, when you go back and think about how you felt?
Now, that's a very introspective question, Malzi. That's like a therapist. You're talking about casting couches. That's a therapy couch question right there.
Well, I mean, like, I think like
really getting deep,
like,
with him.
More just to the specifics of it. I guess maybe not like personally hurt him, but like what part of the Pirates' failure to do anything around Skeens, like what specific element has bothered you the most? Because honestly, Pony, for me, it's that they've been so bad under this regime drafting and developing. Because I never come in with the expectation that they're going to spend big money in free agency. But I have built up an expectation that maybe they can be really good at finding the right young players. And to see that they have been so bad in that respect, that's what I'm getting at here with Don.
I disagree with you on that. I think the most disappointing part of this is that Tommy Pham was their biggest free agent signing the year after this guy won the Rookie of the Year and looked like he was going to be the best pitcher in baseball, less than $1 million. That's what irritates me the most.
Yeah, I think it's just their overall lack of effort.
I come back when I think about it.
Because the drafting and developing is not a lack of effort thing. It's just getting it wrong.
I know.
It's just not getting it right.
Do you think that the drafting and developing for them, though, is more important than the spending?
Yes.
That makes it more frustrating to me. We just had Buck O'Dan say that. It is more important for them, and the fact that they get it so wrong bugs me to no end. You know what really bothers me? How on earth the teams like the Dodgers, who have every advantage at the major league level, probably have at worst a comparable, if not a better, farm system than the Pirates?
But that's an easy one to answer. I think that's, people bring that question up and they're stupefied by it. I'm not.
What is the answer?
If they spend more on players, then they spend more on their front office and scouting staff. Why would their spending just stop with the players on the field?
No, you're right.
They spend more money on the people behind the scenes to build that team, too.
Here's the other problem I just thought
of. Why do you think somebody like Andrew Friedman...
Those people also want to work there.
Right. Why do you think Andrew Friedman leaves the Rays for the Dodgers? It's not a lateral job. One pays more than the other. That's why you do it.
And just
they
like
pay
we
their
talk
scouts
about a,
more than the Pirates
do. Just like we talk
do.
About a tax where if you want to get a guy to come here, you've got to pay them extra compared to what the Dodgers would have to. You'd have to do the same thing for those guys. But apparently the Pirates do lead the league in analysts, if we're led to believe how Ben Cherington spent his offseason money. They got more analysts than you can shake a stick at.
Paul Skeens pitching in his second All-Star game tonight. How does that make you feel? 412-928-9370. Malzi asking very deep probing questions. Like, what's the thing about the Skeens team failure that has bothered you the most?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.